What kinds of melons do you use?
Cantaloupe or muskmelon, watermelon. We had a funny experience. We were talking about the Orient. My wife and I were in Taiwan, and at breakfast I asked the Chinese waiter if they had any oatmeal, and he looked blank for a minute, and then his face lighted up. He said, "Oh, oatmeal, oatmeal," and he went out and brought in a great big section of watermelon. I don't know why he thought that was oatmeal. Now, what was your question? I didn't mean to distract you. I said watermelon, muskmelon, cantaloupe. Oh, there's a yellow cassava, isn't it? Cassava melon, a big yellow one.
Small umbrella-shaped things that grow in damp cellars or in the woods.
Mushrooms or toadstools.
I suppose. One's edible and the other's poisonous?
Yeah, mushrooms are edible. We've got a few toadstools right now, I think, out in our front yard where there was a tree trunk.
It's funny, sometimes they spring up overnight.
Yeah, they come up very fast. My son is quite interested in photography, and he has a friend that's crazy about mushrooms. He goes out hunting for mushrooms that are edible out in the woods and so forth. And I guess there's quite a knack to it. Ted's gone with him, taking photographs of some. He has some beautiful looking pictures in color of these mushrooms.
I know my aunt and uncle gather them around Michigan.
Yeah.
But
if you know what you're getting, it's fine. I love mushrooms, but I don't want to take a chance on gathering any that I think are mushrooms.
If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that piece of food because he couldn't.
I don't remember saying anything that about eating food, but because the food wouldn't.
Sometimes when you got a sore throat, you don't eat too many solids because it's hard for the solids to what do you call them?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, as long as you chewed it well, it's all right.
Well, after you chew something, what do you do next?
Swallow it.
If you're not able to do something, you say, "I'd like to do it, but I'm
not able to, or I can't, or I'm
if you went to work about sunrise and kept at it until sunset and dark, you might say,
"And work from dawn to dusk, or put in a full day."
Some child got a spanking, and so you think, "I bet he did something that he
shouldn't have." He got a present, you say?
No, he got a spanking.
Oh, spanking. Oh, he'd done something he shouldn't have done. He was naughty, bad.
Here's another film. Somebody asks you, "Will you do it?" You say, "No, I
don't want to, or I can't, or I'd rather not."